like to know what you got.
Well, my wife and I drove down from Prince Rupert to Seattle yesterday. And during the night, you know, we were driving along.
Yes.
And we were about, it was about 2:30 in the morning, or 2:45, and we were about 100, 150 miles west of Prince George. And there was just a super bright, intensely bright light above us, behind us, and a little bit to the right, and then another one directly in on our right side. And one of them seemed like it was kind of shining at a pretty shallow angle and was hitting the top of the trees, and the other one was directly on the car. And we were doing probably 60, 65.
Now,
and
when you say light, are you speaking of shafts of light?
One light.
One light.
But there was two individual lights, if you see what I mean, from two different sources, two different directions. One was to our right, and the other one was behind us, pretty far behind us, and on the right side.
But they were shafts of light?
Yes.
Shining down?
Right.
From the sky?
Right.
Okay.
See, initially we thought it was a train or something, you know, because they have pretty bright lights, but this one is about three or four times brighter than a train.
And these were definitely illuminating the surface area?
Yeah, my whole car.
Uh-huh. Okay. Could you see the source?
No, because when we looked at it, you know, it was like looking directly at a light bulb, and you can't see the filaments inside or anything. And so then, you know, a bat, you know, a regular old bat flew by the windshield and almost went through the windshield, and I ducked my head, you know, and my wife asked me if I was getting spooky or something. And about 15 minutes to 8 the next morning, we were, if I had my map, I could give you the name of the place, but there's a town, it's like Fond du Lac, Wisconsin or something. It's a name very similar to that, and it's the name of a town, and there's a lake by the town of the same name.
Okay,
and
what's the highway number?
Hang on just a second.
Okay.
Do you have the map that we used on the way down? This gentleman would like to have the name of the town that we were just south of. Yeah. You want to run out and get it for me, please? Where the lights were?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Burns Lake, British Columbia.
Okay, I've heard of that.
Is where the lights were. And
okay.
And then about 6:30 or 7 that same morning, we were listening to car radio and heard that some people at a radio station or something up there had spotted a UFO. And so
at Burns Lake?
Well, we don't know where it was.
Oh, okay.
The station faded out. It was that time of morning, you know, when the nighttime stations are starting to fade.
Right.
And so we didn't find out exactly where it was, but it was somewhere in British Columbia. And we thought possibly that that's what those lights might have been. And so anyway, about 15 minutes to 8 the next morning, we were about 5 miles south of this town that's on the map my wife's run out to get. And we were about maybe one half a mile north of a lake called Watson Lake, right next to the highway. Well, there's the highway that's going north and south, and then just to the west of that, there's a big long valley that runs parallel to the highway. And on the other side of that, there's a ridge that runs parallel to the highway. And it's probably a mile and a half across it. And here, just a second, here she is with the map. Okay, here's the, are you ready?
Right.
Okay, it's capital LAC, and then a space, LA, then a space, and then capital HACHE.
Lac La Hutch.
Right. And
sounds like an Indian name.
Yeah, it's 56 miles south of Williams Lake on Highway 97.
97, okay.
And anyway, we looked across the valley, and the valley was probably, you know, like a mile and a half to the trees. And my wife noticed that there was something that was kind of silvery that was going the opposite direction as us. And I fly airplanes and helicopters for a living, you know, and I would guess that it was probably doing maybe 30 to 40 knots going the opposite direction from us. It was going real slow. And then it started to speed up just a little teeny bit, you know, just enough to where you could notice it. And my wife noticed it first, and we pulled over to the side of the road. And I thought You know those new short-bodied jets that they have?
Right.
Well, I thought possibly it might be something like that because the fuselage looked that big. But later on, you know, I realized that it was much bigger than a conventional, like a 747 fuselage. And anyway, we stopped and I got out and looked. And I realized that it couldn't be one of those jets because it didn't have any empennage on it. There was no tail or anything. It was, you know, just blunt on the rear end. And I looked up towards the front and it didn't have any wings on it. And so then I figured it might be something like, you know, a Sikorsky S-61, a big helicopter or something. And that would have been fine, but it didn't have any rotor blades on it either. And it was probably, it looked to me like there was a black or a dark stripe down the side of it. And it looked like possibly there might be some windows or something along the side. That's why I initially thought that it might be a, you know, an airliner or something.
Now you feel it was big as the fuselage on a 747?
Easily.
Okay.
And
any lights, colored lights?
No, none.
Okay. Now, those openings that appeared to be windows, were there any light coming out of that?
No, none.
Okay.
And, you know how a conventional airplane turns, you know, you turn a wheel and it turns the ailerons on the trailing edge of the wings, and the airplane banks, and that's how it turns. Well, this one didn't turn like that. It turned on a horizontal axis.
Uh-huh.
You know, it kind of like a car skidding around a turn or something.
Right.
Only it didn't skid, you know. And it flew flat the whole time I saw it. It never rolled up on one side or then, you know, anything like that. And we watched it for probably maybe 2 minutes altogether. And when it finally took off, the thing kind of yawed to the left a little bit. And then the nose came up, and within 2 seconds, it was out of sight. And the weather was just, you know, cavu. It was clear blue sky, no wind.
Okay, at what angle did it ascend?
It looked to me like about maybe, 35, 45 degrees.
Okay. Now, I don't remember whether you said, did you stop the car?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, did you get out?
Yeah.
Did you hear any sound?
None.
Nothing, okay.
See, and I knew that, you know, if it was like an S-61, I could hear a whine from the turbines. You know,
right.
Even from that distance, you can easily hear it. And I didn't hear any noise whatsoever coming from it. And a truck had just gone by us, you know, and this was probably 3 minutes before. And it was a logging truck that passed us. And he must have been, you know, a few miles ahead of us anyway, because when we got out of the car, it was just dead silent. No noise from cars or anything like that.
Right. Okay, do you have any estimate as to how close that thing was to the ground?
Oh, yeah. Well, see, the ridge is what it was flying over.
Uh-huh.
And it was probably 100, 150 feet above the tops of the trees.
Oh, that's low. How about distance from you?
About a mile and a half.
About a mile and a half. Now, how were the weather, was the weather conditions at that time?
Clear blue sky, no wind.
Can't beat that. Okay, now, I'd like to get back to the two shafts of light.
Okay.
Let's start with the one that came down on your car. How long did that last?
About maybe 2.5 or 3 minutes.
Okay, what color was it?
Bright white.
All right. While this was all going on, did you or your wife have any unusual physical or mental feelings?
Well, the only feeling was I was just really tired because we drove from Prince Rupert straight to Seattle, you know, it took 21 hours. And at that time, we'd been driving about, 8 or 9 hours. But I do it regularly, you know, when I go on trips.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I could have, you know, been making it up because I was tired because I had just woken up, you know, 8 or 9 hours before.
Right. Okay, then you're familiar with that highway.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
How, was there any traffic while all this was going on?
No, none.
Is that unusual for that hour of the morning?
Well, you know, it was like 2:30, quarter to 3
right.
in the morning, you know, and it's open highway. There's just nothing out there.
Okay, now while you and your car were engulfed in this light, do you have any problems with the car?
No.
Engine, lights?
No, because I had read stories about stuff like that, you know, the batteries that go dead and everything.
Right.
And we had our radio on at the time, and the station had faded, so all we were getting was static, and there was no change in the static, and the car, you know, continued driving normally.
Okay, have you had any problems since then?
With the car?
Right.
No.
Okay.
No.
Now, did that light illuminate the area around the car also?
Oh, yeah. For maybe, 50 or 100 feet.
Okay, but did you stop the car at that time while all this was going on?
Not on a bet.
Okay, I was just...
No, we kept going.
Right, okay. Now, the other light, the other shaft of light, that was also striking the ground?
At a real severe angle. See, there was three altogether. There was the one on the right side of the car, which was above the car. There was the one that was, like, on the quartering rear right side of the car from above. And there was another one that seemed like it was below and maybe behind that one that was shining from maybe a height of, you know, 10 or 15 feet above the ground. And it looked like it was right in the trees. And it came straight out, and it was illuminating the tops of the trees in front of us and on the left side. And I thought, you know, maybe it might be a railroad train or something, but there weren't any tracks alongside the highway.
Well, that shaft of light then was shining out on the horizontal?
Right.
Okay. Now, the one to the right, but to the back of the car, was that shining on the car also?
That's the one that was hitting the car.
Okay, what about the other one now?
It was kind of, that was the one that was sort of at an angle, you know. It was hitting the tops of the trees.
Okay. Near you?
Yeah, in front of us on the left side.
Okay. Did these shafts of light remain stationary, or did they have any sweeping movement?
They weren't moving, no.
Okay. They were all three white?
Right.
Okay. And no visible source?
Well, I couldn't see, you know, because of the brightness of them.
The one that was hitting the car?
Right. Or any of them.
Okay. They were that bright, then?
Well, the only one that I actually turned around and looked at was the one that was down real close to the ground and behind us.
Uh-huh.
And the one that was below the one on the rear right side. And it was probably three or four times brighter than what you see on the front of railroad engines, you know, diesel engines.
Right.
It was
now
really
that,
bright.
Your wife slept through all this?
Oh, no, she saw it.
Well, she saw it, too. Okay.
Yeah.
And that occurred in the Burns Lake area, right?
Right.
Okay.
And see, well, what happened was she said, you know, I wonder what that is, and we pulled over to the side of the road and stopped. And what happened was, you know, I sat around and looked at it and tried to figure out what it was. And like I said, you know, I fly for a living, you know, in Alaska.
Right.
And I know what an airplane looks like, and it wasn't an airplane. And I know what a helicopter looks like, and it wasn't a helicopter either. I've never seen anything. Well, when I was in Vietnam, we used to watch them launch Hawk missiles all the time. And it accelerated faster than I've ever seen a Hawk missile accelerate. I mean, just 2 seconds, and it was completely out of sight. And it didn't leave any kind of a vapor trail or anything like that behind it.
And that object was definitely silver?
Either a silver or a very bright white. See, we were about a mile and a half away from it.
Right.
But while I was standing there looking at it, my wife got her camera out and took a picture of it.
Uh-huh. In broad daylight?
Yeah.
Oh. Huh. Okay. Now, in your opinion, would that object be solid or possibly metallic?
Oh, it'd have to be. You know, I thought possibly there for a few minutes it might be a balloon, but I've never seen a balloon accelerate like that. You know, balloons are basically straight up and straight down. And this was moving forward when we first saw it.
Okay, would you say that, or in your opinion, would that object be pacing you?
No, it was going the opposite direction.
Opposite direction, okay. And it did at any time while you were watching it, did it approach you?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Boy, that's a lot of experiences for one night.
Yeah, really.
And that was yesterday, the morning of the first?
No, it wasn't. Let's see, we left, We left Ketchikan at about 11 a.m., got into Prince Rupert at 6. We were out of Prince Rupert at 6:30 in the evening of the 30th. So this would have to be the 31st, the very next morning.
Morning, okay. 2:30 to the 31st is when it all started.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know how the picture's going to turn out because we had a 55-millimeter lens on it, and my wife took the picture, and she's, you know, she usually doesn't screw up pictures, so I'm sure it'll turn out. But we've got, it's a Lamiya Secor 35-millimeter,
mm-hmm.
and it's got two focus rings in the center of it, and it filled up about one half of the center ring, which is not going to make it real big, but I'm sure it can be blown up.
Okay.
And what happened was she took a picture, and then I said, well, you know, let me have it. And we have a 85 to a 205-millimeter zoom lens on it. And I was screwing the zoom lens in, and I happened to glance up, you know, when the aircraft yawed to the left and started to accelerate, and it was gone, you know, before I could ever get the zoom lens on it. Otherwise, we'd have had a real decent picture. When it yawed, started yawing to the left is when she took her picture.
I see. Okay. If that turns out, will you notify us?
Oh, certainly. Yeah. I don't know, you know, the picture is going to come out like. I'm sure it'll be very small in the picture. And I wish we could have got our telephoto on there sooner.
Well, these things happen so suddenly that, you know, I've known cases where people have had photo lenses and movie cameras in their hands while all this was going on and they'd forget to take pictures.
Oh, jeez.
The excitement was just that great. Okay, we're curious to know where you got our number.
Oh, let's see. My mother babysits a little girl whose mother works at the police station.
Oh.
And I guess her supervisor got it.
Great.
Are you getting very many calls in Seattle?
Oh, we get a lot of calls. We're, in fact, the last, not from generally the Seattle area, but we cover, can you hold a minute?
Certainly.
UFO Reporting Center?
I don't know what I was supposed to do, but anyway, I talked to a guy down at the airport, and I'm here in Medford, Oregon.
Yes, sir. Could you hold for just one second?
Okay.
Can I call you back? I got a long-distance call.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Anytime here.
Okay, thanks.
You betcha.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.